Hi, you're listening to the very first episode of the My Favourite Elliot Smith Song podcast. So you're probably wondering why I'm doing this. And I suppose the answer is, and this is going to sound quite cheesy, that as we approach 14 years since his death, it's important as fans that in our own small way, we try and keep Elliot's legacy alive. So in this first episode, I'm delighted to say we've got the journalist and broadcaster Louis Theroux speaking to us, as well as taking us through his song selection. He also discusses the time he met Elliot, and whether he would have liked to make a documentary about him. So without further ado, here's Louis Theroux.
Well, I gave this some thought, and as you know, I'm a massive fan of Elliot Smith, so there were a few different contenders, but the one I've settled on is Independence Day. Future butterfly, gonna spend the day higher than high.
And why have you picked Independence Day?
I picked this simply because it's the one, I think it's the one that moves me the most, you know, emotionally, the melody. I mean, what I like about Elliot Smith is both the sort of the combination of a sort of no compromising, slightly punk rock attitude mixed with the sort of mournful sadness of this sort of barroom poet. And drinker, and then that it's laced with very accessible, very beautiful melodies. That he obviously had a lot of Beatles influence, among other things. And Independence Day sort of ticks all those boxes. It's got the wistful sadness. It's got a it's just a kind of very finely crafted song. I've been listening to it, the lyrics, more intently since knowing that I was going to talk to you about it, and I'm not 100% sure what it, you know, I've cracked exactly what it's about.
It seems to be kind of a bit more upbeat, and perhaps Elliot telling his friend that, you know, things will be better, that, you know, your time will come another day, and he kind of references it happening to himself. Do you see kind of a bit more upbeat than
well, funnily enough, I had thought it was slightly sad. He seems to be talking to someone about, he's addressing someone as future butterfly, going to spend your day higher than high. So I think he's talking to someone who's not in a great place, probably in the depths of some sort of, or grappling with some kind of addiction. The music comes first, and then the lyric, and then you kind of latch onto certain phrases and lyrics, and the one, obviously, future butterfly is a wonderful image. The idea that everyone who's struggling has the potential to sort of fulfill themselves. But then there's also, you only live a day. The ending, I think, the end lyric is, you only live a day, but it's brilliant anyway.
Yeah,
and which is sort of basically, I don't really know if you want to unpack it, but it's sort of saying, look, there is a wonderful thing that's latent within everyone. And it only lasts for a day. Like it's not very long. It's transient, but it's still beautiful. So there is it's that combination of sort of sadness but sort of redemptive sadness.
In fact, met Elliot, and this is kind of one of the reasons that I was really interested in speaking to you. But some people might not know the kind of the story behind you and Elliot meeting. So could you just tell us a bit about that?
Basically, there was a magazine called Select that was a music magazine since defunct. But I met maybe an editor or a writer, and I was talking about Elliot Smith, and he wasn't well known in Britain at the time. He wasn't particularly well known in America. This was actually, may even have been before his breakthrough song on the soundtrack for Good Will Hunting. Anyway, it was around the same time. But he was reasonably obscure. But the guy from Select, knowing that I liked him, and said, look, he's got a new album coming out, Figure Eight, why don't you interview him? And I said, I don't know if I'm going to have time. And I was a bit overloaded with, not that, I mean, I would have been thrilled to do it, but if I was going to do it, I just, sometimes the committing to writing articles stresses me out. But he said, well, why don't you just have a chat with him and we'll sort of curate the chat. And I said, well, that sounds amazing. I'd love to. So we sat down in a pub and he was just a lovely guy, quite shy, softly spoken. And he, as it turned out, had seen some of my programs, which I was obviously thrilled about. And he was living in LA at that time, but I talked to him about living in Brooklyn and New York, and he sort of said that he enjoyed my programs. And I think the Select magazine editor sort of said, well, you know, some people think his Louis programs poke fun at America. What do you think about that, Elliot? You know, trying to get, I guess, you know, make something, which is a reasonable point to make, actually. And Elliot said, yeah, well, I don't really see his programs like that, but I wouldn't have a big problem with him if he was making fun of Americans, to be honest with you. And basically, you know, there's not a lot more to tell other than he was a very approachable, down-to-earth guy. I told him I loved his music. He was obviously, you know, his soft-spokenness and sort of unassumingness bespoke a kind of, I suppose, fragility that I may have kind of picked up on a little bit. At one point, they said, do you want to ask Elliot any questions about his music? And I said, I don't know why, I just sort of said I was struck by how many kind of needle references there were in his songs. It sounds a bit idiotic. Anyway, I said there's a lot of needle references. And then that was obviously, it was only in the act of asking it and the slightly awkward moment that followed that I realized, oh, he really does have an issue. And he kind of mumbled I got the sense that it wasn't a brilliant area, that he wasn't something he was particularly comfortable talking about. That's all you got between all the people out making a scene and a bright ideal tomorrow. Don't go too far, stay who you are.
You've made documentaries about several interesting people, both in the spotlight and out of the spotlight. Did you think he would make a kind of an interesting subject for documentary?
I think he would have. I think his story I think that kind of talent doesn't come along very often. I would have been interested in watching a documentary about him. I think because he was basically, I think, rather a shy person, it wouldn't be the kind of documentary that I would normally make. I think you would have to find the right register for it, that it would be, he was not in any sense an absurd character. And, you know, not to say that all my documentaries are in that area, but I think I would have perhaps struggled to do him justice in my normal way of doing things, because so much of it was going on underneath the surface. He was a shy, unassuming guy. I still have the sense that he is rather underappreciated given how talented he was.
And I know you said, Louis, in your interview with Elliot, that you were an Elliot Smith missionary.
Yeah.
Have you been sort of preaching to anyone about his work?
Well, this is the closest that I get, really. The fact that you've sought me out, and I don't agree to do a lot of podcasts, or, you know, I don't do a lot of publicity that's not related to my own work, but this I made an exception because I think he deserves more exposure, and he was a special person. So go to sleep, make the change.
So thanks then to Louis Theroux for taking the time to speak to me and to discuss his love for Elliot Smith. If you've got any suggestions for people to take part, then please do get in touch by leaving a review, a comment, or tweeting me at Rob Comber. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you again next time.